Thank you, Chair. Canterbury 001. I want first of all to thank the Bishop of Durham for the very courageous and dedicated way in which he has engaged with the Nigerian situation. He's visited more than once in the last couple of years, going to some of the most troubled and risky parts of the country. And I know that that visit has been greatly appreciated as a sign of our solidarity. But I want to underline just a couple of things about the overall situation. One is that in common with many other contexts where Christian minorities are under threat, the issue is not simply the well-being of Christian communities, crucial as that is. It is the well-being of the entire community. We often find ourselves in the position of saying that for a state, a society to flourish, the Christian church needs to be free to work and to do what it is called to do, and that where that is not the case, the entire society suffers severely and is greatly impoverished. We're talking in Nigeria, as Bishop Justin has rightly reminded us, not simply about a few incidents of interfaith conflict. That's the easy strapline, so to speak. We're talking about a threatened disintegration of a society under pressure from one of the most extreme Islamist organizations in the world in the shape of Boko Haram. So our support is called for the entire people of Nigeria. As the motion says, we are asking our government to do all it can to support those in Nigeria seeking to protect religious minorities of all faiths. And that means we are asking our government to support the well-being of Nigeria itself, whose strategic importance for the future is exactly as the Bishop of Durham has outlined. Let me also just pick up very briefly the importance of diocesan and parish links. As Bishop Justin has said, the sense of isolation is one of the worst things afflicting Christian minorities under pressure, whether in Pakistan or Palestine or Nigeria. Formal and informal links are of the greatest possible importance. I know that the Diocese of Guildford has played a very significant part here, and the Bishop of Guildford may very well feel he would like to say something later on about contacts and visits there, which have been very warmly welcomed. The churches in Nigeria will be delighted to see us and to hear from us. They need our prayers, yes, they also need tangible tokens of our solidarity. They're not asking for financial support, they're asking for Christian fellowship, and that I think we can offer. In various ways, we've been attempting from Lambeth Palace to intensify that support, and our intention is that visiting Nigerian bishops will regularly be introduced to people in the Foreign Office here. We've already managed some contacts of that kind, so that there can be very clear first-hand information provided to our government. There are visits forthcoming from one or two people in that position. It's also quite important for those of us involved in any kind of interfaith work to retain contact with those Muslim leaders who have some kind of leverage in the situation. And once again, there are plans going forward to broker some meetings at that level. I might also at this point pay tribute to those within Nigeria who have continued that level of interfaith dialogue at the most testing and difficult of times. So, members of Synod, I hope that you will wholeheartedly support this motion. I hope you will also, in your parishes and your dioceses, ask what signs of solidarity and fellowship can be given, remembering, as I said at the beginning, that this is not simply a question of seeking to protect our own, in inverted commas. It is our contribution to the well-being of the whole of Nigerian society through the witness and the action of our fellow members of the body of Christ in that place.